We're coming up to the 69th anniversary of the groundbreaking moment in history when Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay conquered the world's highest peak, Mount Everest. There are a number of local events planned around that day, May the 29th, but there's also a call for the historic day to be fully recognised in the New Zealand government calendar, to have an official Everest Day. Tell us more about that call and why it's a day we all should mark. I'm joined by Dinesh Kartka. He's helping coordinate upcoming events and is the president of the New Zealand Nepal Chamber of Commerce. Dinesh, kia ora. Welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Wallace. Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to letting me have me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on, Dinesh. Tell us about how the anniversary of Everest being conquered celebrated or marked by the Nepalese people. How is it regarded?
Oh, it's not only for Nepalese people. You know, though, this is a reality that because of that May 29th, 1953, New Zealand came on old map. Before that, hardly people knew about this country. And that day, New Zealand and Nepal, both country got recognition. But unfortunately, New Zealand, New Zealand government is not doing enough to bring this historical day to bring it to the whole. And plus, from my as a Nepalese community leader, we are trying our best to bring it highlight this as a historical event and a historical day. And we are working hard to request the New Zealand government to put that one in a calendar so they can, people can know about this this day and that's what they have achieved.
Yeah, it's so very interesting, Dinesh. I just so happen to be going down a bit of a mountaineering story rabbit hole, and I picked up a book about the race for Everest, and actually going way back, into the early part of the 20th century. It was such a race, wasn't it, to get to the top of Everest? All of a sudden in the 50s, out comes this person, part of what was then known as the British Empire, Edmund Hillary. He's the one that does it. Maybe sometimes we forget how big a deal this was.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Before Sir Ed and Tenzing Norgay climbed, if you tell people, okay, I'm going to climb Mount Everest, people are saying, oh, it's a joke, like going to the sun, you know. Like, they made it happen, and after that, thousands of people climbed, and because of them, people following their path, and making it happen. It's a big achievement for everybody. Like, as you said, you are the sort of a tracker and expediting person. So it's a great achievement they have got it.
Yes.
And we can't forget that one.
So on that then, are you surprised that we don't do anything as a nation, Aotearoa, to officially commemorate the incredible achievement of these two, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay?
Yeah, it's so sad to say that even there was a first ever time we celebrated that Everest Day commemoration in Parliament was 2019. And before that, even we were not able to celebrate that event in a Parliament. Right now we are doing that one in Parliament on 31st of May, but that's all budget, everything that cost goes to our head. Government is not contributing anything. They're just just letting us use their venue to organize in the Parliament. But from government side, we want more. We want this. We are not expecting any public holidays for that. We already have enough holidays anyway. But we want New Zealand government, this Everest Day celebration must have in the New Zealand government's calendar. So we don't need to worry about getting funding and organize everything. So we just want to be part of that and help government to organize this event. But unfortunately, till now, we are trying our best. And even this time, we are submitting requests from Nepal government to New Zealand government to make this one is official. And we need mainstream media like Radio New Zealand and other media to help us, please.
All right, Dinesh. Okay, settle down. But hey, no, this is very interesting. Can I just sidetrack for a little bit, Dinesh? There has been a movement recently for those in Nepal and Nepalese to say, you know what, we're sick and tired of other people celebrating the big wins. We are stars ourselves. We are the pro climbers. There's a guy, quite an extraordinary Nepalese mountaineer called Nimsdai Persia. He has done the impossible. He has conquered 14 of the world's top peaks, the 8,000 meter peaks, in 7 months. And his big call is this: we have often been underrated at the expense of the European and the Western climbers. Do you think that's a fair call? And he says it even goes back to Tenzing Norgay, when actually Tenzing, he should have been far more honoured than he was.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very sad part of that. And even Nims Punza, when you made a historical record, and he didn't get any support. You know, he had to. If you watch, he's that 14 peaks, and he has to get money from his mortgage to make this happen. And this is a historical event. And same thing. We are requesting. We are fighting with the Auckland Council for last 8 years to get a land so we can build Tenzing Hillary House in Auckland. We are still unsuccessful, but we will fight until we get it.
Absolutely.
We'll make it happen. And we want we will keep pressuring New Zealand government to make it happen as well.
Yeah, fantastic, Nesh. I mean, you got to say it, eh? I mean, we want to honour Sir Ed Hillary, but as it says in this documentary I've been watching, the Norgay family says, well, you know, Tenzing didn't get knighthood. It wasn't Sir Ed and Sir Tenzing.
Yeah, that's the sad part. To be frank, it's not fair. If Sir Ed gets knighthood and everything, why not Tenzing? Why didn't he get it? It was like every time when you ask Sir Ed, he never said, I climbed it. He always said, we did it. And how come one person get recognition and get all the award and honor, and why not the second person? Why? Just because of he was a Nepalese, or he was a Sherpa, he was carrying him to take him to the peak, and why didn't he get honor that knighthood? This is another sad part of our community.
Yes, and as I understand, it's still very much an ongoing conversation in Nepal. So, in terms of what you'd like to see the government do in relation to this, so named Everest Day, you're not calling for a public holiday as such, are you?
No, we are not. We are not expecting to get a public holiday, but we want this one to be in a government calendar, so the government recognition from government. It's not only for, as I told you, Mr. Wallace, in the beginning, this is recognition of both countries, not only for Nepal. Even New Zealand, it's honor for New Zealand as well. So why government is not doing this one, just to put it in the calendar and celebrate this every day nationwide on that 29th of May every year?
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program, and let's see what happens. So it's the 70th anniversary next year. What and how will that be marked?
We already started planning what we can do. Probably we'll have a bit of a... we are planning to have about 100 New Zealanders to go to Nepal, and we want to celebrate as a New Zealand Nepal travel year that year next year to celebrate the 70th anniversary of that Mount Everest Day. And we are planning to organize, we are requesting our, as a community leader, we can only request both countries. We can't, we don't have a power to implement these sort of things. We can request. We will request Nepal government to facilitate for that to, and we are already working with the New Zealand police to take about 100 New Zealander to Nepal next year, and we are trying our hard. Let's see what happens.
Yes, indeed.
And on the radio, I just wanted to request you to let people know that this year, we're first time ever we are organizing Everest Day in six various cities. In Auckland, it will be on 29th of May, and in Hamilton, 29th of May, and Bear Plenty, 29th of May, and Christchurch, 29th of May, and Invercargill, 28th of May, and in a Parliament, we are celebrating this time is on 31st of May.
In Parliament as well, yes.
We want everyone to come and celebrate this commemoration and have the lovely Nepalese food.
Cool.
And, if you ever been there, you'll be having a momo. It's a very famous Nepalese dumpling. Yeah, there will be Nepalese food as well. So it's a free entry and no ticket. So everyone is welcome.
So lovely to have you on. We have the dates and we'll get you back on the program on the 29th. It's just been so interesting. And I've got the venues in front of me, so I'll read those out later in the program. Before we go, Dinesh, have you climbed Everest?
Oh, that's like everywhere I go, this is the first question people ask. You know, it's not easy. That's like, this is not easy like a piece of cake. No one can climb easily. So we can't even dream, you know. So it's a very big achievement to climb Mount Everest. So of course, unfortunately, I have not.
Pleasure to have you on the program, Dinesh. Kia ora. That is Dinesh Kautkar there, the president of the New Zealand Nepal Chamber of Commerce.